There was another referendum taking place this weekend in Hungary. Voters there were asked to approve or reject European Union quotas requiring countries to accept a minimum number of refugees. The Hungarian government is against the EU quotas and put the issue to a popular vote. Yesterday, more than 98% of Hungarians who voted backed the government's anti-immigrant stance. But the result is meaningless because the referendum required 50% turnout to be declared valid, and only 40% of eligible voters showed up. But the result still shows how big the immigration issue is in Hungary. Reporter Andrew Connolly is in the capital, Budapest.
Hungary is a small country of 10 million people. It's predominantly white, it's predominantly Christian, and it's predominantly monocultural. Hungary doesn't have a history of mass immigration. In fact, one of the problems it has is that it's a net exporter of their own migrants. There is a large brain drain. It's also to do with the ruling party, who ironically started out as a liberal, radical student, anti-communist movement, but in recent times has reverted into quite a right-wing, some would even say far-right party, who does whip up xenophobic sentiments to try and shore up their base and also to distract away from some allegations of corruption, economic mismanagement, and mass centralization of power.
So Hungary does not sound like a happy place right now politically, and it also sounds as if it could well be said to be trying to wrestle with its future. What is Hungary? Who is Hungary?
Sure. I think it's also in the context of quite a divided European Union at the moment. There is a common theme of sovereignty, which was also very much a part of the referendum too. I mean, it wasn't so much that all Hungarians hate migrants and refugees. It's not so simple as that. It's also kind of a territorial issue. Hungary did used to be a larger territory. It lost some of its territory after treaties in World War I. Hungary has not really had independence for a very long time. It's been occupied by the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Nazis, the Soviet Union. So the government is using the European Union in quite a sort of a bogeyman way to say this is the latest kind of occupying power telling us what to do and telling us who we should live with, which is quite ironic again because Hungary is one of the largest recipients of EU funds. So it is biting the hand that feeds it.
Andrew, what's it like to report there? I mean, the images you describe are pretty striking in the sort of level of xenophobic rhetoric.
Well, I've been covering the refugee crisis in Europe for over a year now, and I was quite regularly in Hungary in 2015, and in the capital Budapest, you saw thousands upon thousands of desperate refugee families in the train stations, in the parks. It was really quite a horrific scene, and at the time I interviewed the spokesman for the Prime Minister. And I asked him if he would, if his government would provide any support for these people. Some of them are, in need of medical attention. And he said, no, we won't do that because they shouldn't be here. So there was, from the very beginning, a complete refusal to engage with a humanitarian crisis on its territory. Luckily enough, though, many, many Hungarians did rise to the occasion and come out and volunteer, treat the wounded, clothe the children. There was a mass outpouring of volunteerism and compassion, which Hungary civil society hadn't seen in quite a while.
Reporter Andrew Connolly, thank you very much.
Thank you.